Mario Cantone, the Italian-American comedian who brought New York humor to Hollywood. From his Italian-American roots to Broadway and Sex and the City, Mario Cantone built a career defined by sharp wit, authenticity, and unforgettable performances. Few entertainers embody the spirit of Italian-American culture quite like Mario Cantone. Known for his lightning-fast wit, expressive personality, and unmistakable New York energy, Cantone has spent decades making audiences laugh while proudly embracing the heritage that helped shape who he is today. Born on December 9, 1959, in Stoneham, Massachusetts, Mario Cantone grew up in a family deeply connected to its Italian roots. His parents were descendants of immigrants who had crossed the Atlantic in search of opportunities, carrying with them traditions, values, and a strong sense of family identity. Like many Italian-American households during the post-war years, the Cantone family balanced the realities of life in the United States with customs inherited from previous generations. Cantone has often spoken about the influence his family had on his personality and sense of humor. Growing up in an environment where storytelling, loud conversations, and larger-than-life relatives were part of everyday life gave him an endless source of inspiration. Many of the characters and impressions that later became staples of his comedy were influenced by people he encountered during childhood. Italian-American culture has long played a significant role in American entertainment. From actors and musicians to comedians and television personalities, generations of performers have drawn upon their heritage to create authentic connections with audiences. Cantone belongs to this tradition, but he has always approached it with his own unique style. Unlike comedians who build careers around stereotypes, Mario Cantone developed humor that was observational, energetic, and deeply personal. His Italian background became one element of a much broader comedic identity that incorporated family experiences, pop culture observations, celebrity impressions, and social commentary. Those early years in Massachusetts laid the foundation for a performer who would eventually become one of the most recognizable comic voices in America. Long before television appearances and Broadway stages, there was simply a young Italian-American kid with a remarkable talent for making people laugh. Looking back, it is easy to see how those family influences shaped his future career. The warmth, expressiveness, and theatrical flair often associated with Italian-American culture became part of the foundation upon which Mario Cantone built his public persona. Finding his voice, the early years in comedy. Success in comedy rarely happens overnight, and Mario Cantone's journey was no exception. Before becoming a familiar face on television, he spent years developing his craft in clubs, theaters, and performance venues across the country. After studying at Boston's prestigious Emerson College, Cantone moved toward the competitive world of professional entertainment. The comedy scene of the 1980s was crowded with ambitious performers hoping to become the next big thing. Stand-up comedy was experiencing a boom, and audiences were hungry for fresh voices. Mario Cantone quickly stood out because of his remarkable energy. While many comedians relied on calm storytelling, he approached the stage like a whirlwind. His performances combined rapid-fire observations, celebrity impressions, physical comedy, and spontaneous audience interaction. People often left his shows feeling as though they had witnessed several performers rolled into one. His ability to imitate public figures became one of his most recognizable talents. Whether portraying celebrities, politicians, or fictional characters, Cantone possessed an uncanny ability to capture voices, gestures, and mannerisms. These impressions were never simple imitations. He transformed them into fully realized comedic performances. As his reputation grew, opportunities followed. Television producers began noticing the comedian who could electrify a room within seconds. Appearances on talk shows and variety programs helped introduce him to a broader audience. What separated Cantone from many of his contemporaries was authenticity. He wasn't trying to fit into a particular mold. Instead, he embraced his unique style and trusted that audiences would respond to his personality. Spoiler alert! They absolutely did. By the 1990s, he had established himself as a respected figure within the comedy world. The years spent refining his craft had paid off, creating a strong foundation for the next phase of his career. Breaking into television and becoming a household name. The transition from comedy clubs to mainstream television can be challenging, but Mario Cantone managed it with remarkable success. His personality translated perfectly to the screen, allowing him to reach audiences far beyond the comedy circuit. Television viewers quickly discovered what live audiences had known for years. Cantone possessed a unique ability to command attention. Whether appearing as a guest, host, commentator, or actor, he brought an unmistakable energy that was impossible to ignore. One of his major breakthroughs came through frequent appearances on daytime and late-night television. Producers appreciated his quick thinking and ability to generate memorable moments without preparation. In an era when many television personalities followed predictable formulas, Mario Cantone thrived on spontaneity. His career expanded to include acting roles, voice work, hosting opportunities, and Broadway performances. Rather than limiting himself to one medium, he embraced a wide range of creative projects. This versatility became one of the defining characteristics of his professional life. Audiences also connected with his honesty. Mario Cantone never appeared manufactured or overly polished. Instead, he projected authenticity, a quality that became increasingly valuable as entertainment became more heavily produced. The comedian's popularity continued growing throughout the late 1990s and early 2000s. He became one of those performers whom viewers immediately recognized, even if they couldn't always remember where they had first seen him. Mario Cantone in Sex and the City. For many viewers around the world, Mario Cantone will always be associated with one unforgettable character, Anthony Marantino in Sex and the City. Introduced as the sharp-tongued wedding planner and close friend of Charlotte York, Anthony quickly became a fan favorite. While initially intended as a supporting character, Mario Cantone's performance was so memorable that the role expanded significantly over time. Anthony brought humor, honesty, and a refreshing lack of filter to the series. He frequently delivered some of the show's funniest lines while serving as a trusted confidant to the main characters. His blunt observations and quick wit provided comic relief without sacrificing emotional depth. What made the character particularly successful was Mario Cantone's ability to avoid caricature. Anthony could be sarcastic and outspoken, but he was also loyal, caring, and genuinely invested in the lives of those around him. The success of Sex and the City transformed many members of its cast into cultural icons. While Cantone was already an established performer, the series introduced him to millions of new viewers around the world. Years later, he returned to the role in both Sex and the City films and later in, and just like that, remarkably, Anthony remained one of the franchise's most beloved characters, proving the lasting appeal of Cantone's performance. Fans appreciated that Anthony evolved alongside the series. Rather than remaining static, he experienced personal growth, new relationships, and changing priorities. Cantone embraced these developments while preserving the qualities that audiences loved from the beginning. For many viewers, Anthony Marantino remains one of the most memorable supporting characters in television history. Mario Cantone, Broadway, theater, and life beyond television. Although television brought him widespread fame, Mario Cantone has always maintained a strong connection to live performance. Broadway and theater have remained central parts of his artistic identity throughout his career. Performing on stage allows Mario Cantone to showcase skills that sometimes receive less attention on television. Over the years, he has appeared in numerous theatrical productions, earning praise for his performances and reinforcing his reputation as a multifaceted entertainer. Theater audiences often discover a different side of Cantone, one that balances humor with dramatic ability and emotional nuance. Live performance also offers something Mario Cantone clearly enjoys: immediate audience feedback. Unlike film and television, theater creates a direct connection between performer and audience. That dynamic suits his energetic style perfectly. His solo shows have been particularly successful, allowing him to combine storytelling, stand-up comedy, impressions, and personal reflections. These performances often feel less like traditional comedy routines and more like conversations with an exceptionally entertaining friend. Even after decades in entertainment, Mario Cantone continues to approach live performance with enthusiasm. His dedication to theater demonstrates a commitment to the craft that extends beyond celebrity status. For many performers, stage work becomes secondary after achieving television success. Cantone has taken the opposite approach, continuing to embrace theater as an essential part of his creative life. Mario Cantone, love, marriage, and personal life. Away from the spotlight, Mario Cantone has built a personal life marked by stability, authenticity, and meaningful relationships. One of the most significant moments in his private life came in 2011 when he married longtime partner Jerry Dixon, a respected theater director and actor. Their relationship had already lasted nearly two decades before they officially tied the knot, reflecting a deep commitment that resonated with many fans. Contoni has often spoken openly about the importance of love, partnership, and acceptance. His willingness to discuss these topics helped make him an important figure for many LGBTQ+ audiences, particularly during periods when visibility in mainstream entertainment was less common than it is today. Despite his public career, Mario Contoni generally maintains a relatively private personal life. He prefers focusing public attention on his work rather than personal controversies or celebrity gossip. Friends and colleagues frequently describe him as loyal, generous, and deeply supportive. These qualities mirror the warmth audiences often perceive in his performances. Family remains important to him as well. Many interviews reveal the continuing influence of his upbringing and the values instilled by his Italian-American background. What comes next for Mario Contoni? Future projects could include additional television appearances, new theatrical productions, stand-up tours, or creative collaborations. Given his versatility, virtually any direction seems possible. His continued involvement in And Just Like That has demonstrated that audiences remain eager to see him on screen. The enduring popularity of Anthony Marantino suggests there is still plenty of interest in his work. For Italian Americans, he represents another example of how immigrant family stories continue shaping American culture. For comedy fans, he remains one of the quickest and most distinctive voices in the business. For television audiences, he is forever linked to one of the most influential series ever created. As the entertainment industry continues evolving, Mario Contoni remains exactly what he has always been: funny, fearless, authentic, and completely unforgettable. Post views, 49.